of August. It is my prayer that that which concerns us will be revealed to us via scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Our prophetic focus, just like we read from the epistle from the apostle over this commission, has stated that I will restore health unto you. That God is said to restore health to us. And for the sake of the teaching tonight, I'll be sharing with us the healing wonders of redemption. The healing wonders of redemption. I'd like you to understand that that which sin brought, salvation should take. That which godlessness produced, godliness should take away. That which iniquity allowed to reign, righteousness should do away with. Now, scripturally, we understand that sometimes generational causes manifest physically as sickness, afflictions of all sorts. Today is a common day of breaking generational curse. In Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 47, the prophet in his right, Moses speaking, says, God speaking through him, saying, because you would not serve the Lord your God with gladness of heart, with joyfulness, and said, therefore, for the abundance of all the things that he has given to you, but rather you chose to serve idols, he said, therefore, you will serve your enemies in lack, in want, in sickness, and in sorrow. This points a lie that godlessness brings in sickness. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25 speaking says, if you will serve the Lord your God, he will bless your bread and water, and he will take away sickness from the midst of you. That is to say, as long as we are committed to serving him, he is committed to keeping us in health. Gehazi, in 2 Kings from chapter 5, from verse 14 to 27, contacted a generational sickness via an act of sin. There was a great man called Naaman. Now, this Naaman was wealthy. He was an unbeliever. And I'll show us tonight why Elisha, we know that story so well, why Elisha in his state rejected his gift. He said, then went he down, talking about Naaman, and dipped himself seven times, according to how Elisha had instructed him, in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God. And his flesh came again, like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was made clean. Verse 15 says, and he returned to the man of God, and he and all his company came and stood before him. And he said, behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth. Now he is confessing he was serving something before, but now he knows that what he was serving was never a God. He said, but in Israel, now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant. Receive my gift. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I will receive nothing from you. And he urged him the more to take, but he refused. Verse 17 says, and Naaman said, shall there not then, I pray thee, be given to thy servant 2 moles of burning of the earth? For thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering to God. Now, he's still thinking of his idol worship. He said, Elisha, just pack sand now from this your house, so that I will take it to my place, and it will be what I will be serving from henceforth. Amen. He says, for thy servant will henceforth offer neither burnt offering nor sacrifice unto other gods, but unto the Lord. In this thing the Lord pardon thy servant, that when thy master goeth into the house of Rimmon to worship there, he leaned on my hand. He said, but forgive me for something, because I'm walking with the king there. And the king serves a god called Rimmon. Because I'm working with him, I must follow him to go to that place he's serving. Praise Master Jesus. He's trying to plead his case that I have converted, I want to serve God now. Please accept the gift in my hands. And said, when that my boss goes there, he needs me to be there, maybe to hold things for him and so on. So permit, I'm not going there because he's my boss. I will not serve that thing again. Amen. This is what change should look like anyway, even though you have not totally changed. The Bible says, and in the lift of my hand, and I will bow myself in the house of Rimmon. When I bow down myself in the house of Rimmon, the Lord pardon thy servant in this thing. Amen. He said, and he said unto him, go in peace. So he departed from him a little while. Now, you see from this clear text, the reason the prophet refused to take from him was because he was an idol worshiper. Now, verse 20 says, but Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, the man of God, said, behold, my master has spared this man. Amen. My master has spared this man, this Syrian. He's not receiving anything in his hand. How can he come and collect free healing? No, he must pay. And that which he has brought. He said, and the Lord, as the Lord liveth, I will run after him and take some of what he has brought. Amen. He can't carry everything back. Like my master doesn't want to prosper. Amen. He said, so Gehazi followed after Naaman, and when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from his chariot and met with him and said, is it well? And he said, all is well. My master has sent me, saying, behold, even now, there be come to me from the Mount Ephraim, two young men of the sons of the prophet. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver. You can see the line he has put. And two changes of raiment. He said, studio. And Naaman said, be contented to take two talents. Don't take only one. Take more. And he urged him, and bound two talents of silver in a bag with two changes of raiment, and laid them upon two of his servants. And they bare them before him. He said, and when he came to the tower, he took them from the hand and bestowed them in his house. He hid them and let the men go, and they departed. Now, verse 25. But when he went in and stood before his master Elijah, Elijah said unto him, where are you coming from? And Gehazi said, thy servant went nowhere. He says, and he said unto him, went not my heart with thee when the man turned again from his chariot to meet you? He said, and is it time for you to receive prophetic seed and prophetic covering now? Or is it time for you to learn the thing you came to learn? Amen. He said, money and to receive garments and olive yards and vineyards and sheep and oxen and men servants and men servants. He said, the leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto you, and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence a leper as white as snow. This young man was okay previously. Nothing was wrong with him. But an act of iniquity led his master to placing a curse on him, and it became a generational curse. When you read through the book of Ruth also, Ruth chapter 1 verse 1 and 5, you meet someone also, a family also. Now scripture does not paint the picture why they answered suddenly, but we know something was wrong. Now the Bible said, and they took them wives of the women of Moab. In the name of one was Orpah, and the other was Ruth. Go to verse 5. It says, now look at the name. It says, and Mahlon and Chilion. Now, Mahlon means, may God forgive us. That's one of the son's name. Chilion means what? Sickness or destruction. Now, if you go to their story, you find out they left Egypt and they ran off. They went to a certain land during the course of famine. So they did something. Praise Master Jesus. Not to add to the fact that they were not supposed to marry the people they married because they were Israelites, but they went where they were not supposed to go to. Now, even their child. Now, when you hear people's name in scripture, it is not just a name. Sometimes it tells you concerning the person. And when you read through this scripture, you find out that Chilion and even Mahlon died. And when you read through concordance, you find out that God was the one that made sure that Chilion died. He was destroyed. Because it was what? It was a generational, because the whole family was wiped off, the father and the children. Now it was his wife, Ruth, who came and followed Naomi, that now became the grandmother of Jesus. Or is it great grandmother? Amen. That led to her meeting Boaz, praise Master Jesus. But sir, there was a curse on that family. In case you didn't know, even the parents knew. You don't just name your child tuberculosis or affliction. There was a reason for the name. I like us to understand now that scripturally, most times generational causes can manifest as what? As sickness in the family. The Lord give us understanding. Now, most times when this sickness appears in the life of a believer, it may look ordinary, like in the case of Job. It may be a boil. It may just be called cataract. It may be something, but all of a sudden you find a father cataract, son cataract, daughter cataract. It may be as simple as anything. But unless you look well, like in the case of Job, you will think it is what? It is ordinary. But thank God for the case of Job. If we didn't have scripture, we think Job just had the boil. Is it nothing? But people have boils. But look at Job chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. Job chapter 2, verse 7 to 8. The Bible says, and Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. That is to say, Satan has the capacity to do what? To afflict with what? With sickness. The Lord give you understanding. Now, we must understand, sir, that all these infirmities are supposed to be done away in salvation. When a man is born again, all these things are supposed to be what? To be rolled away. Praise Master Jesus. All these things are supposed to be rolled away. Now herein lies that in 2 Chronicles from verse 5, 7 to 18, it says, whoever is in Christ is a new creature. It's a behold, all things are what? Have passed away. Corinthians, sorry. All things are what? Have passed away. Behold, all things have become what? New. It is meant to be so. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Now, but just like we say sometimes, if you are innocent, take the case to the court, you will win. Is it true? It's true. Praise Master Jesus. But there are other things. At the basic level, you know, there are some things that are true at a certain level, but they are not true at another level. When you are in primary school, when they say 2 minus 4, you say it cannot go. 10 minus 100, it cannot go. How can I remove 100 bike out of 10 bike? It no go up. But when you now leave and you enter secondary school, you now know that 2 minus 4 is no longer it cannot go. It is now -2. Or 10 minus 100 is now -90. You have moved to another what? To another level. Praise Master Jesus. Before you went to medical school, you thought once a man just laid with a woman, the woman will become pregnant and give birth to a child after 9 months. But after you go to medical school, you find out that sometimes it is not what? It is not so. Praise Master Jesus. So the person that does not know that sees a woman that doesn't have a child, you say maybe the husband is not laying with her. That's the reason. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. So we must understand this was supposed to be rolled away in scripture. Now I will show you two things on scripture. And when you understand this, it will help your Christian journey. And it will help you appropriate your healing. The Lord give you understanding. Now, Hebrews chapter 5. From verse 11 to 4. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 to 4. Instead of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing that ye are dull of what? Of hearing. Paul was trying to let us know that there is another aspect of this gospel. Praise Master Jesus. He was telling the church then. He said, for when the time is yet out for you to be teachers, he said, ye were still to be taught. He was speaking to them. So there were some things he couldn't explain to them. He said, the first principle of the oracles of God, he said, I have become such that need what? Milk. I'm no longer strong meat. Because there is strong meat and there is what? There is milk. He said, for everyone that uses what? Milk, is unskillful of the world and righteousness, for he is what? A babe. Now what Paul was referring to here, strong meat and milk here. Milk in this case is what we call imputation by faith. Praise Master Jesus. That's what we call imputation by what? By faith. When, for example, I say whatsoever is in Jesus is what is in me. That's true. Praise Master Jesus. By faith. So I can claim the righteousness of Jesus. I can claim a lot of things concerning Jesus. I can say Jesus wasn't poor. So Jesus was rich, so I should be rich. Praise Master Jesus. And then there is strong meat. After you have been imputed by faith, there are principles for you to keep so that that thing you are claiming can come to what? Someone getting that. Amen. So, I have claimed, for example, that I am the righteousness of Christ in Jesus. So now I need to do what? To purge myself. Come on, say, ah. Yes. Scripture says, for in the great house there are many what? Some unto one and some unto the Son. I thought all of them were the righteousness of Christ. It says, but if a man wants to be used of God, it says, such man will what? Will purge himself. Praise Master Jesus. So, I like you to understand that there is your legal state before God and there is your physical state before God. I take it again. There is our legal state before God and then our physical state before God. Praise Master Jesus. Let me use Nigeria for example. My legal state in Nigeria states that I'm a citizen of Nigeria. I have right to live anywhere I want to live. I have right to go anywhere I want to go to. Let me go to Sambisa. I'm going to live there. Praise Master Jesus. There is a legal right. In the realm of the spirit, I'll show that there are some things that God has said concerning you. It is settled already in the what? In the spirit. But there are things that want to make sure that that thing is not so in the physical. Is someone getting right? There are things God has established concerning you spiritually. But in the realm of the spirit, there are things that are eager to make sure it is not what? If you read your Bible, the Bible said the Lamb was slain from the foundation of the earth. That is to say, even before Jesus came, he had already been crucified to die for your sin. But yet he had to come and die. Praise Master Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. Let us look at scripture so that we have understanding. Now, in Romans chapter 3, from verse 22, Romans 3, verse 22, it says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no what? Difference. Ah. So once you believe in Jesus, the righteousness was supposed to be there. Now let's look at chapter 8, and verse 10 of the same Romans. Chapter 8 and verse 10. So that you understand the reason why some people say, why sometimes there are things for you to do so that by his stripes you are healed. That's where we are heading to. Praise Master Jesus. Now, verse, it says, and if Christ be in you, the body is what? Is dead to sin. It means the body cannot sin again. Ah. But the spirit is life because of what? Can I ask you a question? Was Ananias and Sapphira not born again? Did they not lie? Praise Master Jesus. Amen. That is your state before God. That is your state before God in the realm of the spirit. Now you must make sure that your physical state tallies with your what? With your spiritual state. Oh, God, Pastor David is supposed to be a great man of God. One that the world will listen to. That's his state in the realm of the spirit. Pastor David will take his own time to pray, study the Bible, so that he has something to say. That one will not just enter your head. Praise Master Jesus. There is some physical state and there is some spiritual state. If you don't understand that, sir, you may not be able to appropriate that which is yours. You will not be able to get that which is yours to become a reality. Apostle, in the realm of the spirit, you are the head in that room and not the tail. You are meant to lend to nations and not to borrow. But it's possible that you are holding that room. Amen. You must understand the principles required and what it takes from you in order for you to want to get there. The Bible says Jesus called the disciples and gave them power over what? Demons to cast them out. time came, they brought someone that was full of epilepsy. The Bible said Jesus was in the mountain looking at them. They were exercising with the ball. They were trying different patterns. Paul would say, "Poor anointing oil." Peter would say, "Poor anointing oil." Timothy would say, "Slap on your head," when that demon would come out. The Bible said they did it from that time till sundown until Jesus came. And nearly Jesus came, that was returning from the mountain, looked at the young man, and the father said, "I brought your son to my son to your disciples, and they couldn't cast out the devil." And Jesus looked at them and said, "How long will I be with you? And you will not let go, oh, your little faith." And Jesus looked at the boy and rebuked the demon, and he left the boy. I thank God for Peter, sir. And Peter went and said, "Sir, this one is not faith. This one is not faith. I know you told us outside, we believe we did this in no one." Praise Master Jesus. He said, "Yes, that's true." He said, "Well, how big? You see that kind of one? That one was legion. It will only go out by prayer and fasting." You know, give you understanding. It is your right in the spirit to cast them out. But there is a prayer and a fasting for you to build up. Is someone getting understanding? Is someone getting life? There is your legal state in God, and there is your what? Your physical state. It's not different. You have to what? To appropriate. You have to meet up to who you are in what? In Christ. That's why the scripture speaking says, let's see some verses. The Lord will help us tonight. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bear our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being added dead in sin should live righteously, and by whose stripes we are what? He has taken our sin. Now we just have to live righteously. If we don't force it, just works. You may hear that. That's for babes. Praise Master Jesus. That's for babes. Even Jesus carrying the Holy Ghost, full of the Holy Spirit, Satan still came to do what? To tempt him. He had everything available for him to do what? To sin. Praise Master Jesus. But there comes a place of what? Of discipline. Of that which is required from you. And he said, "By whose stripes ye were healed." That is to say, there is even how to appropriate that scripture to become a reality in your life. I remember years ago, I would hear God someone say, "I can never be sick." And I would say, "I can never be sick. I'll be shaking with malaria. Shaking with all manner." Until you understand how it works, you will keep confessing, and it will seem as if it is not coming to pass. And I'll show you from scripture. There is your legal state, and there is your physical state. Both of them must become one in order for what God has said to come to pass. The Lord give you understanding. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 5. Genesis 17 and verse 5. We are looking at Abraham now. He said, "Neither shall thy name anymore be called what? Abraham." He said, "But thy name shall be called what? Abraham. For a father of many nations I have made thee." This is a man that doesn't have a child. You say he's a father of what? Many nations. Don't let anybody call you Abraham. Your name is Abraham. I have made you. God, my wife still knows that. I have made you a father of many nations. So it took 15 years from this time for Isaac to come. Abraham had to see this prophet moving and welcome them into his house and entertain them. And then the Lord spoke the word over his wife, and then she became pregnant. You are Abraham. Do you know it is possible for some people to live and die and never meet up their legal status anymore? That's why we say someone has not fulfilled his word, his destiny. It is possible to live and die without coming to fulfillment of what God has said concerning you, because you refuse to do what you were supposed to want. Do you know that someone can, we are in a medical environment, you can go to medical school and stay all your life in medical school and yet not graduate? Something that was supposed to take you 7 years, you can stay all through your life. If you refuse to do what you are supposed to do, you will remain there. Praise Master Jesus. Though it has been said that everybody that graduates as a medical doctor from so school, free visa, this and this and this is available. And immediately, do you know that you have a potential for all of those things? It is available for you. This is what has been said concerning you. But there is principle, there are things to be done for that to come to pass. Is someone getting life? You don't sit down and appropriate your legal rights. There are steps to take. If not, you will feel that God has robbed you. If not, you will feel as if this Christianity something is not working. Until you understand your part. So our father in the faith, Bishop Edward, will say, it is only a useless faith. Permit me to paraphrase, but he will tell you, it is only an irresponsible faith. It is only an irresponsible what? Faith that lays everything in the hand of what? Of God. I will sit down and God will make me rich. I will sit down here and God will heal me. There is a part to play. Even Naaman had to get to the river and dip 7 times. Naaman had to look for Elisha to be spoken over. That is your part. Who is your right? There is your part to play. The Lord give you light. Now, Romans chapter 4, speaking concerning the same scripture, verse 16 to 22. Verse 16 to 22. It says, therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. It is of faith that it might be by what? I was speaking to apostles and I told you that grace in context sometimes means what? It helps for you to be able to what? To do what you need to what? To do. Grace sometimes means help for you to be able to do what you need to what? To do. It said it is by faith. It is of faith. Yes, we know. Now, it said that it might be by what? By grace. To the end that the promise might be made sure unto the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that which also is of faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many. Before whom he believed, though it had been written, he said he had to believe that God, who quickened the dead and caused the things that be not as though they were. That infirmity is leaving someone this morning. Who against hope, when he looked as if what God told him was a lie, when he looked as if what God told him cannot come to pass, he believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was what? Spoken. Did it not come to pass? Your healing will be settled. Your testimony will be settled. This I'm sharing with you is not just concerning your healing. Every promise of God concerning your life. The Lord give you understanding. Now, the bodily state is your physical state. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. It says, but we all with open faces, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image. I thought we have already been changed. It says, as in a glass, we are looking at the world. We are beholding him in the place of prayer, in the place of study. The more we are knowing him, he said, we are gradually changed into the same image. He said, from what? From glory to glory. God keeps changing us, even as by the what? By the Spirit. So that our physical state keeps coming closer to become more like that which God has what? Has prepared. That which God what? Expects. No one here will feel destiny. Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. I'm just calling it up scripture so that everyone can get the light. Now it says, be not conformed to this world. Don't let your physical state, don't remain there. Don't remain in the reality of your present. It says, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Know what is your legal right and walk towards it. Praise Master Jesus. Be transformed by renewing your mind. Yes, your account balance is saying 100 naira. Know what is your right. You have these riches in glory. Don't let that one determine how you talk. Let the legal place determine how you talk and how you what? How you speak. So you can see someone speaking from the realm of the physical. It's like, there is one disability. You know, it's like, but someone is speaking from the realm of, I will get back to you once there's something that is about to come. Once it comes, he's speaking from a place of understanding. So when God said, and then we say, I can tell, for people were laughing, mocking them. He was speaking from the legal state. They were looking at his presence and they were judging him from them. This is not what God wants you to be. You will get there. In the name of Jesus. He said, but be renewed in your mind, that ye may prove what? You need to prove that God did not lie concerning you. That ye may prove that which is good, acceptable, and perfect will of what? Of God. It is his will concerning you. He said, but God's will concerning you is of good and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. But there are things you need to do. You must transform your mind according to this scripture in order for you to get them. But there are many, many other steps to take to move yourself from your physical realm to your what? To your legal right, or to the will of God concerning you. The Lord give you understanding. Galatians 4:13. So they'll give us that. Galatians 4:13. It says, ye know how through infirmity of the flesh I preach the word. The gospel unto you at first. This is Paul speaking. By his stripes he were healed. How come he was preaching through infirmity at first before the healing came? That was his physical realm. And then gradually he came to his what? To his legal what? To his legal nature. Or to his spiritual nature. Amen. In that one, it's easier to learn. No one calling it legal, it's by law. By law in heaven. That has been what has been declared concerning you. The Lord give you understanding. You can read 1 Corinthians 12, 7 to 10 at home. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 to 30 at home. Let's look at Luke chapter 1 and verse 28. Luke chapter 1 and verse 28. Luke 1, 28. This may be. Because there was a time the Holy Spirit showed me this scripture. Yes, and I think that was 2013. I was passing through the most difficult season in my life. Suicide, a lot of thoughts were coming. That was also the year God made my calling clear. Life had meaning to me. I was frustrated. I just wanted to go leave the earth. And that scripture kept, I never understood until the time came when the Holy Spirit opened to me. He said, the angel said unto Mary, unto her, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed are you amongst women. How can you say I'm blessed among women? I am a virgin about to get married and I am pregnant, and the person that is supposed to marry me is telling me I'm not marry you again. I don't know where you take them. How can I tell my parents the shame, the ridicule? Everybody's laughing at me and you are saying I am highly favored. Mary, in your legal state, you are highly favored. It may look in the realm of the physical now that you are facing shame, but that shame is meant for glory. Today, is she not favored? Is someone getting it? At that state, it didn't look like favor. It looked like punishment. It looked like cost. It didn't look anything like favor. Praise Pastor Jesus. But sir, today she's highly favored. She is called the mother of the Lord. She is highly favored, sir. She is highly favored, sir. She is highly favored, sir. She is highly favored. What at first then? Joseph, the Bible said Joseph was a good man. If he was not even a good man, he would have spoiled her name more. He said, as a good man, he wanted to separate from her what? Quietly. He said, I don't want to disgrace you. I don't get issue. Just carry out. This thing no work. Go explain to your parents. You know what you do. You know what from my mouth. Come on. Like a good man will do for you. And God said she's highly favored. That's her legal state, sir. God does not speak to you according to where you are. He's speaking to you according to where he has placed you. Is someone getting it? God does not. You think God is speaking to you according to how you are now. He's speaking to the you that he has prepared. And the you he has prepared has no sickness. The you he has prepared is in health. The you he has prepared does not have barrenness. The thing he has prepared is in abundance. And someone said, I'll get there. So, why do you understand it? Then the question is, what do I need to do to move from this realm to what God has placed concerning me? Is someone getting that? This was why Jesus said, when he told us to pray, he said, pray in this manner. But we don't understand how that's the best prayer to pray. Yesterday I was suffering, and then the Holy Spirit dropped something in my mind. And I said, I would love to ask. I began to ask myself that question also. If God should give you one prayer request, God appears to you today and says, son, tell me one thing you want me to do for you. Just like Solomon, and I will do it for you. Just one thing. Or would you have some? $100 million. Some say all the house in the earth. Anything, sir. But one thing. Just ask for one thing. Don't put the request as one. Amen. Amen. Just one thing. Praise God. You know the thing you should ask. Later, I will tell him. I said it when he was asked. I said, I will make sure that my late mom and my late sister, they come back. He said, you ask for something you do. That was what I wanted to ask for. I said, that will let them come back now. My dad, let them come back. All my loved ones that died, just bring them back. Amen. That was sincerely, that's what I wanted. And then he opened my eyes to scripture. Jesus says, when thou pray in this manner, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in my life as it is in heaven. That should be your single request. That what God has said concerning you should come to pass. I wasn't okay, but he was teaching me. Amen. Jesus knows that the state you are present in is different. Peter, you are catching fish. You need to be fisher of what? There is your later state and then there is your physical state. It is in your later state that lies your healing, that lies all the things God has promised you. The Lord give you understanding. So we need to know how do I appropriate the will of God into reality in my life, which is my later state, the will of God into reality in my life. You see that in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 to 10, when Jesus told them how to pray. Luke chapter 16 and verse 16. Luke 16 and verse 16. The law and the prophet were unto John. The will of God. Permit me to say the will of God. The prophet tells you what God is saying concerning you. The law, the Bible tells you concerning what God is also saying concerning you. It has been written until John. It says since the time of the kingdom of God, it has been preached. The will of God has been spoken to man. It said, but every man pressed into it. There is a pressing to move from your physical realm to that which God has prepared for you. Someone say, here. Sir, God had spoken to Jeremiah. He said, if the children of Israel sin and serve other gods, I will take them to a foreign land and they will be slaves for 70 years. And after the 70 years, I will forgive them when they repent and I will bring them out. Jeremiah prophesied it. It came to pass. Israel were taken to Babylon, to that nation. They were taken to that land. Permit me? And then in that time was when Daniel arose. And Daniel knew this, sir. And when it was 68 years, Daniel saw that the prophecy was that 70 years will we go from this land. And Daniel was looking at it. The king was not talking about freedom. Nobody was coming to fight the nation. Daniel saw that this thing that God said, though, it's like he doesn't want to come to pass. And what did he do? He went beside a river and he began to fast and pray. And on the 21st day, because Daniel refused to go, the Bible says an angel came and spoke to him. He said, from the first day of your fast, God had answered. But there was a priest, there was a power that held it. But because Daniel stayed, that which God has said must come to pass in my life, he stood in the place of prayer. Was why the answer came. Imagine Daniel left after the second day. That's how many are praying. There is an appropriation for your right in Christ. There is, you don't just say, I don't pray. Yes, there is that one. But you are fighting the wicked people. The devil, his mother, and not his wife, all of them are wicked people. Amen. You must, Daniel stood, sir. Engage him. What God has said and what happened because of the prayer of Daniel. The Bible talks about how he went to meet God. Looked around, there was no righteous man, permit me to say to use, but there was Cyrus, an idol worshiper that was a general. And God said, I will lift you and make you a king. He said, I will open the leaf gates of the kings to you, I will give you the treasures of darkness so that you have the money to buy the army, the gun, everything. And you will go and fight that nation. And after you fight, you will set my people free. Because of the prayer of Daniel, God raised an unbeliever that came that land, and the children of Israel were released in that year. Who is the Daniel in your family? Who is the Daniel over your health? Who is the Daniel over your sickness? I'll give you understanding. Because if you stay in this place, I claim that it's good. Amen. There is a blessing, sir. You must contend for that which is yours. Your greatness in ministry, your greatness in marriage, your healing, it goes over. You must contend. This one God has said, as long as I'm not seeing it, I will contend. The Lord give you understanding. Even Hezekiah contended. Did the Bible not say you will serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your water, bless your bread, and he will take away sickness from the midst of thee, and the number of your days I will fulfill? Was that not what God said? Hezekiah was serving God. How come he wanted to die before his time? Sickness was there. And the prophet came and said, Hezekiah, prepare your house, you're about to die. That's what I've seen. Just prepare your house. The prophet, you can't pray for me, don't worry. Since you've given up, me, I've not. And Hezekiah turned to the other side of the bed and began to remind God of his promise. Began to ask, began to petition, began to pray. And then God sent back the same prophet and said, go and tell him, I have added unto him 15 years. Because someone pressed by scripture. The Lord give you understanding. So you see that? You don't just see to it. How about Jesus? He came to the world. You expect the power will just drop. He told his mother, the mind of Canaan, he said, my time has not come. Time, when his time finally came, the Bible says after he was baptized, the Holy Spirit did what? Drove him into the wilderness to fast for 40 days and for 40 nights. And after the fasting, the devil came and he overcame. And when he came out, the Bible said his fame was spread abroad. He didn't need the flyer after he had stayed in the place of cooking himself for 40 days. That which God has said came to pass. You don't sit down, you appropriate your rights in Christ. This thing can be solved. So God someone will say, what you don't like, you don't watch. It means you take action, you take steps. The Lord give you answer. The next one was Israel. Even Israel, sir. Even Israel. The Bible says, he told Abraham, I've given you the land of Canaan to your descendant. The iniquity has not been full. When time came, he told them in Deuteronomy, I think Deuteronomy chapter 2. He said, I've given you from Aruah to this their king. He said, but begin to what? Begin to contend with them in battle. Begin to contend with them in battle. Begin to contend with them in battle. That's how you take the land. That's God's own, is to give you the grace to contend and the grace to overcome. But the contending you will do. God's own is to give you the grace to contend and to overcome. But the contending you will do. Have you ever seen when Holy Ghost started? The Holy Ghost just said, lie down and sleep. Let me pray for you. The best Holy Ghost will do for you is it's in the night. It won't let you sleep. Drop hand and you can't sleep. He has done his own. That's his part for you, sir. That's his part for you, sir. And then when you start to pray, you're feeling tired, he will give you some more strength. Give you strength so that you may. But if it is the contending, that's for you, sir. That's why he said, many were called. Few were chosen. Because only few walked, paid the price to get to what God has prepared. The Lord give you understanding. The Lord give you understanding. So please now just give us two ways you can contend. There are many ways, sir. I've already mentioned one prayer. We've been talking about it, but there are many ways. I just give us two for the sake of this teaching this morning. Number one, you contend by the imputation of faith for your healing. By imputing what? Faith. Add faith to the equation. They said that sickness cannot be cured. Add faith to the equation. Add faith. Impute faith to the situation. Add faith. Romans chapter 1 from verse 16 to 17. Romans 1, 16 to 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every man that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17 says what? For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Is it not revealed once? No. From faith to faith. I keep believing what the word says. I keep walking towards it. And then it keeps being revealed. He said, it is written, the just shall live this way. They shall live by what? By faith. Faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith to faith. You believe God for the shop. The shop money came. You rented it. You believe God to put something there. The money came. You put it. It's faith to faith, sir. It's not just you have faith and then everything. It's faith to faith. Faith to faith. Faith to faith, sir. He built wealth. Oh, they said the money is 1 million naira. All you have is 100,000. Add faith to your 100,000. And you know God will add to what I have. And it will be enough. After you have done your hard work, add faith. Don't only look at it from the physical realm. You must give you understanding. How do I add faith? Number one, choose to believe what God's word said over your situation. The situation has spoken in the physical. What does God say concerning my situation? That will I believe. Whose report would you believe? I shall believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am healed. His report says, I am free. His report says, I am healed. His report says, victory. Whose report do you believe? Believe his report. With men, they say, sir, God bless you. We just found out from the test you have X and B and Z and Y. It is incurable. We will just, you have about 3 months. Thank you, sir. God bless you. I will believe the report of the Lord. With men, it may be impossible. But with God, all things are what? Possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Believe his report. Number two, stand. You see that in Isaiah 53 verse 1. Stand on the ability of God to heal you. Stand on the ability of God. When they say, this thing is very difficult, so it kills 1.34 million people. God has healed better than that. He will do it for me. Stand on his ability. Stand on his ability to heal you. Amen. Now, you know, sometimes there are some people, maybe somebody may be sick now and he goes to teaching hospital, and maybe after diagnosis and everything, it's okay. You need to see a specialist in Ilorin. You need to go and see a specialist in Kaduna. And then the person will enter the vehicle and do what? And go there. In the realm of specialists, there is a specialist after other specialists. His name is Jesus. That specialist said, I can't help you. There is another specialist. Consult him. Consult him, sir. Stand on his ability. The reason you are going to meet that specialist, I'm not saying, and why don't they treat me to trust them? Is because they have told you there is somebody that is higher there. His record is showing it that he knows this thing. The Lord give you understanding. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. I love this scripture so much. It said, I, the Lord, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth, and by thy great power and stretched out arm, there is nothing too difficult, too hard for you to do. Nothing, 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 sir, nothing, sir. Number three, always see yourself coming out of that what? Situation. Always see yourself what? Sir, what you see is what will come to pass in your life. See yourself coming out. Don't see that infirmity as the end of your life. See yourself coming out. See the possibility of God sealing in your life. Choose to see what God is showing you. Life will show you all manner. But choose to see what God is showing you. Praise Master Jesus. Hope you know life used to show you picture. One of our members shared a testimony years ago. He took the wife to the hospital. They got to the first hospital. They referred them to a general hospital. They got them. After general hospital, they referred them to the third hospital. They got to the third hospital. The wife was inside the place. The doctor just told him they are going for an operation and so on. So he signed. He was in the entrance, that lobby when he was staying there. And then the doctors would just come out. This one will come out. He will look up, he will look down, look at the man, no one come. But sometimes the way doctors had to make it to you, you will have people. And the man was like, ah, this people, you see that she's dead already. And then Satan began to pay for him. He said, you see, this is your wife, like, you don't pay completely. The family, they will use cutlass company. After they find the cutlass, you go run, go Lagos, your brother's house. Then you and your brother will go beg her family. You want to beg her family, then I will prepare to bury her. Then, the wife has not yet died. Pictures are coming out in the. Friend, if you don't control it, sir, it will take all manner for you. And as you're thinking, Satan is stamping, so shall it be. As you're thinking, he's stamping it. That's what the Bible says. Guard your heart with what? All diligence. Don't let it wander. If you leave your mind, it will wander everywhere. And then at the time, thank God for the Lord. He said, he snapped out of it. And he said, no, my wife will not die. My wife will not die. He said, your wife died, what will you do? He said, my wife will not die. She will be okay, and I will come and give testimony in church. He said, that is the testimony I came to give. He said, after he said that, a few minutes after the doctor came out and said, your wife has delivered. And then he entered. Sir, the devil was painting a picture for him, sir. Don't stand in faith. Stand in faith. Don't let the devil paint a picture for you. The Lord give you understanding. The Lord give you understanding. The next one is exercise your faith. Faith must be exercised. Faith is a verb, is an action word, is a doing word. The Bible says, show me your faith through your word, and I will show you my faith through my word, through my action. If you believe God can heal you, there are things you should have done to show you believe. Have you taken the communion? Have you prayed and anointed yourself? Have you asked for the minister to pray for you? Have you even been taking your medication? It's faith. Praise Master Jesus. There are steps to take to show that you believe you won't die in this infirmity. You'll be taking those steps. Praise Master Jesus. You'll be taking the steps. I read the research of three young men that were told that they had HIV AIDS. And immediately God resolved one went to him and told his brother, say, don't be home. So he just started wallowing. One ran to try to medical people. The other one ran to the hospital. To cut the long story short, 10 years after, the two that ran looking for how they will save themselves, they are still alive. And the other one is what? He's gone. Because your journey ends where you do what? Where you throw in the towel. Where you say there is no way. Where you relax in that issue. There are steps to take by your faith. Take a step. Tell your neighbor, take a step. There is something to do. There is prayer. There is communion. There is the anointing. Say, anoint as many that are sick. Pray for them. Let the elders pray for them. And the prayer of faith shall heal the sick. Apply your faith. Take the communion. He said, because some of you did not take it, they take it without understanding. Some are weakly, some die. So there is health in the communion. Ask for healing in prayer. Cry out like blind Bartimaeus. Thou son of David, have mercy. And I'll give you understanding. The next one is the power of the tongue. We've talked about standing in faith now. Use your tongue well. There is power in the tongue. There is power in the tongue. Use your tongue rightly. The Lord give you understanding. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 21. Proverbs 18 and verse 21. It says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So if you love death, you eat death. You love life, you eat what? Life. Speak life. Tell your neighbor, speak life. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 13. Let me show you why living faith comes from the name of this commission. And why this commission is this way. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 to 13. It says, but what said it? The word is near thee. The word of God is near you. It said, it is even in thy what? In thy mouth. And in thy heart. That is the word of what? Faith is the word that is in your mouth and the word that is in your what? Your heart. That's the word of faith that we preach in this commission. Get the word of God into your mouth. Let it come out. It said, He said that if thou shalt, it is written, if thou shalt confess with your mouth, if you will confess with your mouth and you shall believe with your heart, then it will be settled. I can't die in this sickness. I was happy one of our brothers was speaking to the person recently, negative doctor's report that will put fear, chills, and everything. I said, one thing I know, sir. He said, I just know, sir, I'm not going to die in this situation. I said, definitely. Let's place the report on the altar and let's call upon God. He will make a way. If you don't get healed supernaturally, he will bring a drum that will heal it. By all means, sir. Scripture says he made the herbs for your services. So even God, sir, he heals even with the medicine. He said the herbs of the field were made for the servicing of man. There's nothing wrong with that one. It's lack of understanding that Peter. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7. I mean. He said the herbs of the field he made for the servicing of man. He said he will bless your bread and your water, your food, and he will use it to heal you. He will use all means possible to restore your health. Stand on the ability. This God will not let me go this way. The Lord give you understanding. And speak the same. Don't speak the same. Don't speak defeat. Speak right words. Don't say, hey, you know, say, this sickness when I get so. Now 6 months, first we get and deliver. Now they look at now. If I die tomorrow, no, I know the eternity I never enjoy for the life. You think you are sounding funny. You think you are funny. You are joking with life. Speak the right words. Speak right words. Speak right words. Amen. My wife says something recently. Saturday, Sunday, the guys, they be. This is how you say that Saturday, Sunday, we can be like that. Speak right. This is my business. Every Monday, people know they come. Now, Tuesday, the same market. And it will keep being so. You are prophesying it, and Satan is stamping it for you. God, you know, say that Tuesday, once all this one make a carry to another person. Many have, the Bible said, many are snared. You know what is a snare? A trap by the words of their word. Their mouth. The first thing that puts a man in captivity is his mouth. That's why when they brought Jesus before Pilate, he was what? He was silent. It's better to be silent than to say what will put you in trouble. Don't talk anyhow. Hey, if I'm married with my wife, no one, no mean anything now. You know what I mean? Picking will be everything. That's why you marry now, you're struggling for the child. And now you don't mean anything, everything. Don't speak. Then he said, if a man lives 70, he's okay with his sinful life. How many years did David die? 70. 70. You say it, you have it. Guard your tongue. Speak right words. Speak boldly. Don't speak out. So say, pastor, say, we are here. We are here in Jesus' name, Lord. Pastor said, you know, talk to the sick again. You know the sick. You know the sick. Don't talk about medicine. I used to do morning cry then in one of my stations with one pastor. And then when we go out, there's one popularity. When we are passing this out, we use this megaphone that is like this now. We put back. I noticed the guy with just his voice will just cool down. I said, why are you always coming? Say, now that. Say, no, say, you like, say, you're the fighter. Speak boldly, sir. It's when you are even timid, they will know that you don't have anything. Yeah? You will know that you don't have what? Don't know you don't have anything. Speak boldly. I trust my Yoruba people for that. They may not have the Bible. Hey! If you fear, we enter your body now. Speak boldly. Amen. That's why when the dog sees you, he will bark at you first. So I will check you. If you move, say yes, they pursue you. Amen. Those small dog, not the big one. No. If the big one go high, run, no. Amen. But those small ones, I used to shake them. Yeah. Bingo. That's what I'm talking about. The bingo no comes to you, run. Because he's just checking it. If you are good, the Lord give you understanding. Speak boldly. Psalm 81, verse 10 to 16. He said, I'm the Lord God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide. And I will feel it. Speak boldly. He didn't say open your mouth. Open it what? Wide. Speak boldly. Next verse says what? Now look at the truth here. But my people will not hearken to my voice. They will refuse to speak. Israel would not do that. Verse 12. So I gave them up to their own heart desire. The thing they thought in their heart came to pass in their life. And they walked in their own word. Counsel. Verse 13. Oh, that my people would have hearkened unto me. That Israel would have walked in my ways. Verse 14. I should have subdued their enemies and turned my hands against their adversaries. Verse 15. And the haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto them. But their time should have endured forever. Why? Because the reason wickedness continues is because the righteous is what? He's afraid. I don't know. Someone say, I'll speak over your head. Speak life. Someone sent me a voice note recently. I saw what? He saw you in casket. Hey, pastor, I saw you dying. They think that do this. They told your father. They are this. I say, no. I don't have a problem. Thank you for your concern. First people say, there's no problem. Thank you for your concern. The person was sending me prayer every day. You notice that this person is not interested. I cannot die. I shall live to declare the works. Except I'm not in my destiny. As long as I'm useful to my God. Bishop Wendell, I learned it from. He said, God needs a jackie. And he's a jackie for the kingdom of God. You know, jackie, when they complain, they put low. Just they put up. That's it. Any assignment God needs anybody to do, send it my way. If you are looking for someone to do anything, no Lord, send him. Such a person in your organization, you can't let him go. You can't let him go. I had a member that was working with her, I think it was Lee Day, and time came, she said she was resigning. And they called her to Lagos. Spoke to her and said, is it the branch? They were willing to change branch for her. They were willing to add to her salary. That's why you are resourceful. If you are the type that comes in, once it's up, they say, okay, when? Please, you can go to Bill. When you are resourceful. When you are resourceful. That when you are fulfilling your destiny, sir, God is committed to keep you alive. Devil from the pit of hell. But when you can't, sir, I used to say what brought the affliction upon Job was fear. People may not agree with me, but that's it. Job said when the affliction come, I knew that I was not saved. When God bless me, I knew that God did not protect me. He said, I knew this thing. I knew. And the thing I greatly fear has come upon me. Be careful what you want, what you say. The Lord give you understanding. Finally, silence your enemy. Silence your what? Sometimes you come from your mind. So you know, say this year they won't sack you. If you sack you, I reject you in the name of Jesus. I can't be sir. I'm too valuable for that job. Sir, it will come from your mind as idle thought. Pull it down. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 4 to 5, it said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. They said, weapon of our warfare are not carnal. He said, for their mind to true God. For the pulling down of what? What is a stronghold? A stronghold is a thinking pattern. In case you are thinking it's one big building, it's a thinking pattern that has now stayed in the life. Casting down imagination. You just stand, negative imagination is coming about accident. You just start your back and begin to see, say, what if thriller like just jamming? Casting down immediately. Silence the adversary. The Bible says, every tongue that rises up against you, who will condemn? No. We condemn. You will condemn it when they say you are not like, condemn it immediately. It can't come to pass. It can't come to pass. Condemn it. Condemn it, sir. Speak. Don't let the enemy keep you what? Speak. Speak. A closed mouth is a closed case. Rise up your feet. Lift up your voice this morning. Give him thanks. I appreciate him for this word. Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we have declared. You can't impute, you can't appropriate your legal right in God.